From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. I'm delighted that you're tuning in, and I'm glad to have the pleasure of your company. I trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. May I just take a moment to encourage our listeners to continue writing. We're grateful for those who have taken the time to put pen to paper, but we'd like to hear from many more. If you've been listening in and the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart, then why not drop us a line and let us know? Maybe you have questions to ask concerning the way of salvation. We'll be glad to help you from the Word of God and send you some useful and helpful gospel literature. So do make a point this week of writing to us. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend James Porter, and he's turning our thoughts to Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 12. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. That message right after these words in song.
Okay. reading today from Proverbs 27, verse 12, for it says, "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." In these words we find the prudent man contrasted with the simple man. A prudent man is one who is saved by the grace of God. He is someone who considers his ways before God. For Proverbs 14, verse 15 says, "The prudent man looketh well to his goings. Also he is wise in heart." From Proverbs 16, verse 2, we read, "The wise in heart shall be called prudent." Then he is also one who regards the reproof of God's word. For we are told in Proverbs 15, verse 5, "But he that regardeth reproof is prudent." Then on the other hand, we have the simple man mentioned. This is a reference to the unsaved man, who has no thought of God or care for his soul. He's like the rich man in Luke's Gospel, whom God called a fool. He was a man who only lived for the things temporal, and had no concern about his soul and the forgiveness of a sin. Now this morning it is the prudent man that I want us to consider. There are three things about his life that I want you to notice. First of all, the prudent man is a man of concern. Verse says, "The prudent man foreseeth the evil." Evil refers to that which is bad, wicked and sinful in the sight of God. Therefore we see here a man concerned about sin, even his own sin. This prudent man knew that he was a guilty sinner before Almighty God. Sin is something also that we all are guilty of. 1 John says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us." These words imply that we all have sinned, and as someone has rightly said, sin has scarred the ecology of the whole universe. Sin is the transgression of the law of God. It is breaking God's holy law, coming short of his standard. This was something David realized, for he said, "Against thee, thee only, have I sinned." If you are to be wise and prudent in the sight of God, then this is something that you too must realize. You must acknowledge that you're a sinner who is guilty of evil and wickedness in the sight of God. Now, this prudent man's concern about his sin was motivated by what he saw. Note the word "foreseeth." This man could see the consequences of his sin in time and in eternity. You see, sin robs a man of peace. The Bible says, "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." It also leads to trouble. The Bible says, "The way of the transgressors is hard." Then in Ezekiel 18, verse 4, we read, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." This speaks of eternal separation in hell. It was these consequences that this prudent man foresaw. He could see that sin was ruining his life, that it was taking him down to hell slowly but surely. If you're to be wise in God's sight, then you too must also realize that sin is a terrible blight in your life. Because of that sin, already you are condemned to endless punishment. Yes, the prudent man foreseeth the evil. But secondly, let us consider the action of this prudent man. Our verse says, "He hideth himself." This was his response to the consequences of his evil and sin. This word "hideth" means to conceal or to be safe. The Bible shows very clearly that there is only one place where a man can be hidden and safe from sin and its penalty in hell. That place is in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died as a sacrifice for our sins upon the cross. Speaking of Christ, the only Saviour, we read in Isaiah 32, verse 2, "And a man shall be an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest." The only one who can save the sinner from the tempest of God's judgment for sin is the Lord Jesus Christ. For Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Whenever Paul was writing to those who had trusted in Christ for salvation, he said, "And your life is hid with Christ in God." They were safe from sin and its penalty. This is why the Word of God says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." Psalmist David was one who made the Lord his hiding place. Psalm 119, verse 114, he testifies by saying, "Thou art my hiding place and my shield." Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour, the hymn writer said, "Upon a life I did not live, upon a death I did not die, another's life, another death, I stake my whole eternity." He was trusting in the perfect sacrifice of Christ for salvation. Likewise, if you are to be prudent, then you must hide yourself in Christ. You must come by faith as a penitent sinner to Him and trust in His precious blood shed at Calvary to wash your sins away and make you whole in the sight of God. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This day, may your action, may your response be similar to that of the prudent man in this verse. But then finally, we see the deliverance of the prudent man. In the final part of our text, it says, "The simple pass on and are punished." The simple are those who in their folly reject Christ, and in leaving the scene of time, they pass on to eternal punishment in hell. But this is not the case with the prudent man. There is no mention here of him being punished. This is because upon receiving Christ as a Saviour, he also receives eternal life. His sins are all forgiven. He is delivered from wrath to come, and is sure of heaven. He can never lose his salvation. Therefore he will be in heaven for all of the countless years of eternity. Speaking of those who trust Him for salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." When we are saved, our future destiny in heaven is guaranteed, it is sure and certain, through Christ for all of eternity. Isaiah 3 verse 10 says, "Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him." The righteous are those who are saved, and through Christ it shall be well with them in life, in death, and throughout all eternity. This is why John penned the words in Revelation 14 verse 13, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." Likewise, unsaved listener, it will be well with you if you too will only confess your sin to Christ, trust Him alone to save you. May you do so today, saying with the words of the hymn writer, "Precious blood of Jesus, may its flow cleanse from evil, wash me white as snow. There is hope alone in Thee. I know I'm coming home." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.